sitting and speaking in front of three pictures. I just like feel like a student. Yeah, you are the host. So, and also I think of a Korea surrounded by three, you know, big superpowers. I just feel embarrassed, but anyway. I enjoyed two presentations, and mostly I agree with the main propositions of two papers. And just for the discussions, I'd like to speak some comments for discussions. For Dr. Barg, I agree with your main propositions of TSD and QSD. Of course, those are very important, especially Austria, South Korea, and Japan, and Australia, South Korea, U.S. Trilateral strategic dialogue is very important, but I think most importantly, we need to create addendas. You know, what are the addendas? Those are the very important build up those dialogues. So I think building the agenda issue is more important than the creating those dialogues. And also in building that agenda, figuring out the Chinese factor is very important. The rise of China issue is quite important to figure out what are the agendas. I think both papers and presentations assumes that China as a threat China rather than cooperative China. So. Mostly I agree, but the threat China idea comes from sort of the difference and misunderstanding, the development of a new type of superpower relations between U.S. and China. So it seems to me that both superpowers agree to work on developing new superpower relationship, but their explanations are quite different. Chinese government refers three main principles of power relations, which are avoiding conflict and mutual respect and reciprocal coexistence. But U.S. refers to creating a new type of power relations based on the practical cooperation and the constructive handling of a difference of two superpowers. In Chinese term, China emphasizes principles convinced that the mutual respect is the foundation to expand mutual trust, manage difference of two countries' opinions, and leads to the future coexistence. United States emphasize more functional aspects, seeking solutions for the detailed issues of U.S. concern. Convinced that the coexistence is possible only through practical cooperation and the constructive handling of different opinions. It seems to me U.S. United States taking the functional approach from down to top, so making small cooperations leads to big cooperations. But on the other hand, China working on a big cooperation and move down to the detailed small corporations. That's the main difference of those two superpowers' positions. I think the two sides also have a different understanding of who should take initiative and who is major hindrance to set up a new superpower relations. China believes that U.S. Is the main hindrance to set up the new superpower relations. But U.S. believe that China should take on more responsibilities. But I believe United States should take initiative, help China adopting international values and norms. And on that side, Australia, South Korea, like Japan, maybe they work together in this China taking more responsibilities. So two countries also emphasize different items on the agenda too. China emphasizes issues on China's proposition against the independence of Taiwan and United States exporting of arms to the Taiwan and military alliance maintained by United States targeting China. On the other hand, United States focuses on issues such as Chinese current lab buildup, military buildup, and nuclear issues in North Korea and Iranian nuclear issues, and finally, cybersecurity issues. So the big difference between two superpowers is quite related to the principle of mutual respect. Chinese suggestion for mutual respect was not achieved positive response from the United States. Mutual respect issue is related to Chinese political system and the human rights issue, which is very sensitive and U.S. can hardly accept. But United States' concern on new superpower relations is related to the global leadership issues. United States still believe U.S. primacy and hopes China will cooperate with the United States on the issue of North Korea and the Iranian issues, even in global economic issues. But China believes that the multipolarization of international system and the relative decline of United States hegemony is on the way. But the United States still believe that the U.S. remains the single hegemon in 21st centuries. So looking over these differences, it looked like how to narrow the gap between those two countries. So I think Australia, South Korea, and Japan work together to narrow the gap, to help narrow the gap between two superpowers, or induced China into the global orders. Or on the other method, maybe those countries can work together to build the East Asian multilateral cooperation institutions. On minor issues that I'd like to point out for the Dr. Park's presentation over the Australian tilting over the Japan issue, I don't think we don't need to worry about those issues. Korea and Australia work together, build the agenda, and then create some kind of trust, and then those issues will be gone. And for the Dr. Davis paper, he dealt with the issues of the sudden collapse of North Korea. I don't think it's possible in near future as long as China is concerned on Korean Peninsula. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Zhou.